they're saying that I'm a dispensationalist. Man, I hate it when they use the "ist" word on me. Whenever somebody accused me of being an "ist" of any kind, I say, well, I'm a somnambulist. That means I'm a sleepwalker. I'm really not, but it throws them for a loop. Oh! Obviously, folks, this is Martin Zender, and you are at another edition of Zender Talk. And, I'm an administrationalist, if I'm anything. Now, it's not hard to be an administrationalist. Paul said he was given an administration of grace. Let's start with 1 Corinthians 9:17. Paul speaking, I have been entrusted with an administration. What is it? Well, let's go to Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 2. Paul says, on this behalf, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you, the nations, since you surely hear of the administration of the grace of God that is given to me for you. The administration of the grace of God. You know, the full grace of God that we see today wasn't always administered. There was a time when the law of Moses was administered. Not much grace being exercised there, because when you broke the law, they broke your skull with a rock. Or they killed you with an arrow. All sorts of nasty things going on then. Not now. This is an administration of the grace of God. And as I told you yesterday, God is at peace with the world now. And those of us who follow the teachings of the Apostle Paul, those of us who are members of the body of Christ, we are part of this administration. We are ambassadors of Christ, as I read yesterday, telling people to be conciliated to God because God is conciliated with you. It's peace and love. Sounds like a hippie era. But I tell you, this is God's hippie era. This is a favorable era to be a believer. And you need to know this. You need to know what God is doing today so you can understand what he's going to be doing next. I don't like to mow the grass, that's true. But I'm thankful for it now when all the grass is going to be burned up. I kind of made light of it yesterday. I'm sorry. It's going to be absolutely terrible.
Oy vey.
Yeah, oy vey. You ain't kidding. Those hailstones, that's going to hurt.
Youch!
Yeah, ouch. I was going to go to Revelation 8:7 and read about the terrible things that are going to happen, but let's just skip it. Because if you want to read the details, go ahead. I want to try to stick with a little bit of the good news here. I have to do this briefly, get into the distinctions between the evangel, or the gospel of the uncircumcision, and the gospel of the circumcision. This is important to know. I'm laying the groundwork here. You just want me to answer the question, shut up, Martin, will we go through the day of indignation or won't we? Are we going to go through the tribulation? A third of the sea, a third of the creatures of the sea are going to be killed as well during that time. The sea's going to be turned to blood. We want to know if we should open a Red Lobster chain. Because I'll tell you what, you won't want to be opening a Red Lobster chain when the third of the sea is wiped out. Listen, I'm going to get to that. I'm laying the groundwork. The first thing I had to lay down to you was we're in a specific time period of the lavish grace of God. An administration of grace that is going to come to an end temporarily to give way to what's called the day of indignation. Everything in its time, you see. We have to be orderly. We have to recognize the time periods that God has set aside. And we also have to recognize two different gospels, the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision. I'm going to Galatians chapter 2. Verse 7, and so are you, I hope, if you have your scriptures in front of you. Paul says, perceiving that I have been entrusted with the evangel of the uncircumcision, according as Peter of the circumcision. Here's what I used to think, folks. I used to think that Peter had the gospel that Jesus came proclaiming when he was on the earth, and then he passed the baton to Paul, who took the same gospel to the Gentiles. Peter took that gospel of the kingdom to Israelites, Paul took that gospel of the kingdom to the Gentiles. But no, these are two different good newses. Galatians 2:7, and the key word, all right, there's the finishing music. And you know, I'm sorry, I should have not even gotten into this topic. So, okay, tomorrow I'm going to show you the difference between the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision. I'm going to give it to you in a little nutshell. I got to be brief, got to be quick, because it's a deep topic, but you just need to understand the rudiments of it so we can proceed into this fascinating, hail-free topic. I am Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. We'll see you tomorrow.